Randy and
thanks,
the
thanks.
Hey, please.
It's too holy, we didn't get it.
Guys, you know, in these parishes we're learning Parsha Shmos, Ve'era, Bo, Bishalach, all these parshiyot are all talking about an unbelievable thing. The shame. What is the shame? What is the name? What does the name mean? And it's not just a name. It's not just a name. First we're Ve'eli Shmos, in Parsha Shmos, and then we're introduced to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, Otiyot Hashem, Moshe, if you turn the letters around, Otiyot Hashem. Then we're also introduced to a new name, Ekya Asher Ekya, Ekya Shlachani Alechem. Introduced to a name that's only three times in the Torah and only in the same two same psukim, one after the other. And then in Parshat Va'era, Va'idaber Hashem Elokim al Moshe, Va'yomei Elav Ani Hashem, Elokim in Shem Hashem, Va'yirei al Abraham el Yitzhak vel Yaakov bekel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem lo nadati lehem. I don't know, I wasn't known to them. In Shem Hashem, I was only nodal to him in Shem Kel Shakai. What does that mean? And then Parshat Bo, in our parsha, so you have Vayikra Moshe ul Aaron. After Makat Bechorot, Paro calls to Moshe and Aaron. He says ul Aaron Laila Vayomer Kumutzu Mitoch Ami. Gam Atem Gam Bnei Yisrael Ulechu Ivdu Et Hashem Elokei Kedaberchem. All of a sudden, Paro realizes that there's Hashem in the world. After all the makot, after everything, Umi Hashem, everything, he's questioning and everything. But the real thing is, and then in Parshat B'Shalach, comes a very big name, comes the name right before Az Yashir Moshe, comes the name of Hashem Yisparach, the 72-letter name, that's Ramuz in three psukim. Right before Az Yashir Moshe, it's the name that the Kohen Gadol used to go in to Kodesh HaKodashim. So what is it about Shmos? What is it? What are we talking about here? It says in Parshat Va'era, it says like this. Vayidaber Elokim el Moshe vayomei elav ani Hashem. We have to know one thing. Our names, and the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, it's brought down in the Zohar Kodesh, that the whole Torah Kula is the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Torah Kula, Rak Shmotav Shal Hashem Yisparach. That's all it is. The whole Torah is all different names of Hashem Yisparach. It's all one big name. And it's divided into different parts. But it's one big name of Hashem Yisparach. And everything that we know of, all the names that we know of, are all coming out of Shem Amforash. What's Shem Amforash? Is Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's all coming out of Yud Kei Vav Kei. How is it coming out of Yud Kei Vav Kei? All different names are coming out of there. All different names. Shem Ekia is Gematria of 21, right? It's Yud Kei Vav. It's 21, right? There's many, many names coming out of this. And they're all coming out of Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. And we have to know that. We have to connect to that. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayidaber Elokim al Moshe, Elokim is Midat Adin, Vayomei Elav Ani Hashem, Midat Arachamim. It's different midot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to us, right? He's showing to us. But what does it mean? Vayirael Avraham El Yitzhak Ve'el El Yaakov Bekel Shakai Ushmi Hashem Lo Nodati Lehem. What does it mean? What do you mean, Shmi Hashem Lo Nodati Behem? All of Bereish is talking about in Shem Hashem. But the pshat of the pasuk is, simple pshat, is Shmi Hashem Lo Nodati Lehem, in other words, Lo Nodati B'Shem Hashem. In other words, I wasn't relating to them in Shem Hashem, I was relating to them in the name of Kel Shakai. What's Kel Shakai? Kel Shamar Lo Olamot Dai. Because Baruch Hu is creating the world, and the world is growing and growing and growing, right? It starts from a small... Then grows and grows and grows, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, die, enough. It has enough in order to bring itself back up, right? It has enough. Enough of my Elokut is in there to bring it up. Shamar lo lamot die. Kel Shakai is Gematria Moshe. Gematria Moshe. Crazy. So what does it mean? Ushmi Hashem. Vayirael Abraham el Yitzchak ve'el Yaakov bekel Shakai. I was seen to them through Kel Shakai. It's enough. I just gave them a midah of Kel Shakai. I gave them a midah that they needed. I didn't give them me'al. I didn't give them beyond. You know, it's giving beyond. And then it's giving what they need. They needed to exist. They needed to give my Yiddishkeit around the world. They got that. But more than that, I didn't give them. But I didn't show them the derech nisit of Hashem Yisrach. The pu'ula, the mamish doing, I didn't show them that. That's a different darga. The darga of Shem Hashem, the darga of Yud Kei Vav Kei, that we're supposed to be relating to Hashem Yisrach, is a whole different darga, is a whole different level. That's the level of beyond that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing nisim gluyim. That's the darga that we're leaving in Mitzrayim, right? That's how we're leaving Mitzrayim. Very, very high darga. And we also don't know Shem Hashem. In our generation, who davens, who even knows that Shem HaMforash? We just say Adnut. We don't say Shem Hashem, right? We don't say that. We say He's Adon Kol Haaretz. And we're supposed to be Mechavein to say Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem is the Iker of the name. Adnut can be used for a person also. Adoni, right? It can be used for all sorts of things. But we say it in order to mean Yudkei Vavkei. And Yudkei Vavkei we're supposed to think about. Now Yudkei Vavkei is coming down to us. And we're supposed to grab onto that. We're supposed to get into a whole derech acheret. And this is what the shame is. The shame, when we say shame, shame is gematria, yudke vavke plus shakai. In other words, yudke vavke is enough for a person. Right? 340. 314 plus 26, 340. What is that? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us, it's enough with your name. It's enough with your name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to each one of us a name, right? When your parents bore you b'siyata d'shmaya, you came out to this world, you got a bris, and at the bris you were given a name. The name is unbelievable. That's Hashem. Hashem is saying that you have dai. Dai for what? Dai to go through this whole world. Your name is everything that you are. Is everything. And if you know how to look into your name, if you know how to appreciate your name, if you know how to work with your name, get far, 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 far. And get very, very far. A person that doesn't makir his name is not living in this world. He has to know his name. He has to know your name. Because your name is coming from Shem Hashem. It's coming from the Torah. Every person's name here is Ramuz in the Torah. Every single name is Ramuz in the Torah. You have to know that. You have to know. If it's Ramuz in the Torah, what does that mean? It's part of the Shemot of Hashem Yisbarach, right? When Moshe Rabbeinu is coming down, Moshe is being Megaleh Hashem. Moshe is Otiot Hashem. He's being Megaleh the Shem. He's being Megaleh Hashem Yisbarach in this world. From the time that Moshe Rabbeinu was born, and he gets the Shem Moshe, Ki min hamayim mishitiu. What does it mean, min hamayim mishitiu? Took them out of water. He's from the water. He's from the Torah. Ein mayim ala Torah. He's being pulled out of the Torah. He's from the Torah. His whole essence is Torah. His whole essence is v'haftal recha kamocha, the klal gadol b'Torah. The ikr of the whole Torah kula is klal gadol b'Torah. That's Moshe. Moshe Rabbein min hamayim mishitiu. I took him out of the water, right? And this is what it's really about, guys. It's really about appreciating Hashem. Hashem isn't stam a thing. We look at our name, we were given it, if Father thought of the name, it's Nevuah Mamish. That's what's brought down in the Sefarim. It's Nevuah Mamish. And this is what it says in the Zohar Kaddish. It says in the Zohar Kaddish, in Breishit, at the end of Breishit, it says, Reb Yehuda Patach, Lechu Chazu Mifet. It's a Gemara also in Brachos, but here it says it a little differently. Reb Yehuda Patach, Lechu Chazu Mifalot Elokim. There's a whole parak in Tehillim Mem Vav, a whole parak about Melchemes Gog u'Magog. Right? It's around the corner right now, right? Lechu Chazu Mifalot Elokim. Come and see Mifalot Elokim. Come and see what's going on in the Mifalot of Hashem Yisbarach, what he's doing in this world. Asher Sam Shamot Ba'aretz. He's making destruction in the world. All sorts of destruction. Hai Krok, K'mu Avi Itmar. We learned about this. Aval Lechu Chazu V'Gomer. Why go and look? Dilu Havu Mifalot Hashem. If it was Mifalot Hashem, I would understand. Mifalot Hashem are Barachamim. That he's doing all sorts of good things in the world. But here it says, and then it would be Sam Kiyum Ba'aretz. In other words, he's building up the world. But here it says, Shamot. Shamot is destruction. Aval Begein Dahavu Mifalot Shma De Elokim Sam Shamot Ba'aretz. But since Mifalot, the name of Elokim is there. Since Elokim is there, it's destruction. That's how Rabbi Yehuda holds. It's all talking about the destruction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do in Gog u'Magog, right? Amar Le'Rav Chiya, Hashdei Itarat Lahai. Now that you woke up to that, Lav ana hachi amenala lei. Begin the bein shmada u bein shmada kol hashvacha. You can't say that. All the names of Hashem Yisbarach, he says, are all the shevach to Hashem Yisbarach. You can't say that this is din and this is only rachmin. It's also din and also rachmin. This is also rachmin. This is also din. Aval ana amenale. But I'll explain to you. The Gemara says, and the Zohar HaKadosh says in many places, it says, "Al tikrei shamot, don't read destruction, read shemot." In other words, I gave names in the land. I created names in the land. I put names in the land. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Kulahu, everything is the same. Even what Rabbi Yehuda said, that what? That it's shamot and it's destruction and all sorts of things. The ilu yehe alma bishmad rachmi, because if the world was only created in rachmin, what would have happened? Yitkayim alma, aval begain did barei alma aldina vekayim aldina sam shamot baaretz. Right? He had to do something with the rishon. What's he going to do? Veshapiru dil malei kach lo yachil alma litkayma. Right? If he just did rachmin, what would happen? So it'd all be rachmin, and then the rishon would get away with bloody murder. And that's what's happening, right? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it in such a way that if you have this name, you'll go to Rachmim, this name you go to Din. And Be'emes, what's happening in the world is, what's happening in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Shamot Baret. He does destruction in the world, and through that destruction he's also building, he's giving us a new name, giving us names. And we're living from this name. These names are the Iker that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us, the ignition key to ignite our souls in this world. And if we start to think about this, we start to think about the names of Hashem Yisbarach, we get to a whole new understanding. What's the difference between this name and this name and this name? There's no two or three or four Hashem Yisbarachs, right? There's only one. Not about Zarach Chas V'Shalom. So why do we have so many names? Why are there so many names? So it's brought down in the Rukinati, it's brought down in Shari'ah Rai, it's brought down in many Svarim. That basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a palace. And you want something. You want something to know the palace. What happens? You want to go into the palace. How do you get through? How do you get through to the palace? How do you get through to where you want? You want parnasa. How do you know where to go? How do you know where to go? You can't go in. The shoer doesn't let you. But if you know how to be mechaven to a name, let's say a name of parnasa. The name of parnasa, you know how to think about that, you go straight in. Right? You go straight in. You know exactly where it is. But if you don't know, so you go around the palace 1,000 times. There's thousands and thousands of room in the palace. So the palace could be as rich as you want, as rich as there is. Ashur Kikora, but you're not going to get in. Why? Because you don't know the room. You got in. You got close to the palace. But can you really get in? But when we know the name of something, when we know the name, the specific name, we can be mechavin to that name and get through. And that's the kavanah of Shemot Hashem. The kavanah of Shemot Hashem that the Mekubalim use, or that we can use. You learn Tanakh, you learn how to use the names, you learn what names there are out there. And then you can get to places a lot quicker than you could without knowing them. But if you don't know the names, then you have nowhere to go. You know where to go, you get lost. Every room, it's all a maze. You get lost. And this is what's happening, guys. This is what it says. You know, Adam HaRishon, it says, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim min ha'adama kol chayat ha'sadeh et kol of ha'shamayim. Vayavayel ha'adam lirot ma'yikra lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates all the animals and everything, and he brings them to the Adam. And Adam HaRishon gives them names. V'chol asher yikra lo, ha'adam nefesh chaya u'shmo. Whatever he called them, he put every animal, every bird, every insect in front of Adam HaRishon, and Adam HaRishon gives them a name. How does he know to give them a name? But this is what Bezalel, you remember Bezalel who's making the kelim for the Beis HaMikdash. What did he do? Yada Bezalel litzaref et ha'otiyot shenivra b'hem shamayim v'aretz. Bezalel knew something. Bezel kel ha'ita. Bezel kel, you're mamish in the shadow of Hashem Yisbarach. What happened? Bezalel knew how to create kelim, how to build a kelim for the Beis HaMikdash. But it's even more than that. What's the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash? Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash is built on the same principle that the world is built. So he had to know how the world was built. How did he know what the world was built? He knew how to be mitzaref the kabbet otiyot. How do you jumble around the kabbet, play Scrabble, basically, with a kabet otiyot. But it's great play Scrabble. You have to know the otiyot, right? You have to know the otiyot. You have to know the letters. And once you know the letters, then you can start saying, this one goes here, this one goes here, and this one means this. This one is mitzad adin, this one is mitzad rachamim. And you name things. What happens when a person gives birth? A father gives birth, a mother gives birth. What happens? They're able to give the name of a person. How are they able to give a name like that? They don't know the otiyot. They don't know anything about it. They have no idea what the aleph beit is. They have no idea what it's all about. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish, with the vlad that comes down, he gives them a nevuah. He gives them a big nevuah. It's mamish prophecy. And you have to know that you're getting prophecy when you give birth. You have to know that you're getting prophecy. And that name is enough to keep him going for the rest of life. To bring him into Olam Haba. At the same time, what the Zohar Kodesh says is true. A person can take that name and also bring it downward. Take the bad tchunot of those etiyot. Every ot, every letter, has good side and a bad side to it. If you want to go with the good side of it, you'll go with the good side of it. And you get far. If you want to go with the bad side of it, you go the wrong way, right? This is what happens with a person. And this is what happens in life with all of us. You know, there's a story about a guy, Moishele. Shlomo tells a story like this. There was a guy, Moishele, who mamish didn't have any money. He was an innkeeper. So he had this inn, and really it was a bad time of year. He wasn't having any money. He wasn't getting any money. He wasn't making any money. And what happened was, because he wasn't making any money, his caretaker, the guy that he owned the inn that he was in, he meets him in the street one day, and he says to him, Moishele, you have the money to pay for all your months that you haven't paid for, all your rent. He says, no, sorry, I don't have it. Couldn't pay. So the parrot says to him, that's the head of the town, he says to him, listen, Moishele, you don't have the money by Monday. It's Wednesday now. You have 5 days. On Monday, I'm going to kill you. You don't have the money, I'm going to kill you. That's it, done. Moishele comes home, he's crying, he doesn't know what to do. He tells his wife the whole thing. He doesn't know what to do. And his wife says, listen, we don't have to be so scared. We can go to tzaddikim. There's a tzaddik by the name of Rabbi Melech. Rabbi Melech Nijans. Whoever's going to Poland, you'll go visit him. B'siyat Hashmai, he's still there. And he says, what am I going to say to him? I don't know what to say to him. He's basically illiterate. Guys, he's basically illiterate. He's illiterate. So she says, you'll say this and this. All right. So he takes a big piece of paper and he writes a kvittel. He says, Meilech needs money to pay for rent. Not Meilech. Moishele needs money to pay for rent. And he goes, you know, he's so poor, he doesn't use his shoes on the way because he doesn't want to ruin them. He just uses them in shul, in the house, and this and that. So he takes off his shoes, he walks barefoot, and he gets there. On his way to Lizhansk, he meets the Chozim Lublin. Now you got to understand, the Chozim Lublin was the highest of the highest. What was the Chozim Lublin all about? The Chozim Lublin could see from one end of the world to the other. He could see all your ancestry, all what you're doing, everything about you. He was a very good friend. He was just a Talmud. I don't know what it was exactly, but he was very close to the Rabbi Melech. But Rabbi Melech could see even further than the Chozim. Even as much as the Chozim could see, he could see further. Anyway, the Chozim Lublin says to him, he's called the Chozim because he can see, right? He can see. So he says to him, Moishele, where are you going? He met him on the way. He says, Moishele, where are you going? He says, I'm going to Melech. Doesn't even say Rebbe Melech. He's just an Amar, it says no much. He says, I'm going to Melech. He says, what are you going to Rebbe Melech for? He says, I'm going to get a bracha. I'm going to get some money. He's going to give me money so I can pay my rent. Anyway, so he says, listen, after you told me this story, I suggest that on Monday, don't be in town. Just go hide yourself. Go hide yourself in some place. Go hide yourself in some place. Or else you get beaten up. You might die, this and that. He says, I don't care what you say. I care about what Melech says. He goes in, he knocks on the door. Melech says, come in. He says, Melech. He goes over to him. He says, Melech, this is what I need. It gives them the kvittel. The kvittel is this big, you know, written in gibberish. It's Malach, I need money for my rent. All right. So he says, the Malach says, listen, tell the guy when he comes to you, tell him you're only masking to stay in the house for 10,000 rubles. If you give me 10,000 rubles, I'll stay. He says, Malach, you don't understand. I'm the one that has to pay him, not him, me. He says, I hear. You tell him that if he gives you 10,000 rubles to stay in the house. He says, Malach, you got mad. You're senile. And he just screams at him and leaves. He says, just remember what I'm saying to you. Say it to him like this. All right. He leaves, he goes back home, screams at his wife, says, what kind of shtiyot? He may have been once a good rabbi, a big rabbi, but today he's a nothing. Seriously, he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know what's going on. He has no idea. No idea what's going on. Anyway, so he forgets about the whole thing. He says, all right, whatever happens, happens. If he kills me. And he forgets about the whole thing. He goes back to the innkeeper business, and that's it, finished. All of a sudden, on Monday morning comes, he meets the pirates in the street. Ma'elech, you got the money? Moshe, you got the money? He says, no, I don't have the money. He beats him to the pulp. Mamash beats him. He's almost dead. Lying on the ground. He can barely move. And he goes away. He goes home. The pirates goes home. And the pirates' wife knew Moshe. Knew Moshe well. The pirates' wife knew Moshe well. Why? Because he used to help her get good deals in the shuk. All the people in the shuk were all yidden, and she was getting, and he would get her the good deals. So she went out, and she says, she comes back home, she says, tell me, have you seen Moshe around town? He says, yeah, I almost beat him to death. He says, you what? You beat him to death? What is that? My Moshe? How do you do that? He's very angry. He says, beating up her husband. He says, well, I don't know what to do. What am I supposed to do now? He says, you go find him. If he's dead, you're dead. All right. Goes to the house. Goes finds him. Finds the dripping of the blood all down the street. They go to the house. And when they get to the house, he gets to the house. He knocks on the door. He says, Moshe, let me in. Moshe, please let me in. He says, no, you beat me up. You killed me. You almost killed me. I'm almost dead anyway. Forget about it. Forget about everything. He's just underneath his blankets. Locked the door, locked everything. He says, I can't get up. Moshe, please let me in. I won't hurt you. He says, no, you hurt me enough. Don't worry, you can't hurt me anymore. I'm dead. I'm almost dead. He says to him, just let me in. Please. He says, you know what? I just want you to stay. I just want you to stay as an innkeeper. He says, Moshe, what do you want from me? And he remembers the chayzes. Chayz's words. Just say, for $10,000, you'll stay. So he says it to him. He says, if you give me $10,000, 10,000 rubles, I'll stay. He says, Moshe, I'll give you whatever you want. Whatever you want, you'll stay. So he lets him in. Everything's good. All right. Becomes a very wealthy man. A very, very wealthy man from that time. Got 10,000 rubles. He built himself up, and he built up a whole business. It was gvaldik. Then, A year later, you know, his wife says to him, you know, we never gave thanks to the Chazim of Lublin. Basically, through him, we got a whole new inn, we got everything, we got all of our riches that we have today. He was able to walk with shoes, he had a wagon, he had a horse, he didn't have to walk by barefoot, walk bichlal by foot. He says, we have to go give thanks to the Chazim of Lublin, to Rebbe Limelech. He goes, and the Chaz is there again. And the Chaz says, what happened? Tells the story. He goes into Rabbi Melech, he tells the whole story. And Rabbi Melech says to the Chaz Milubdin, he says, you see, you saw up until a certain point, you saw up to the beating. And I saw the end. I saw what would be at the end. The 10,000 rubles was the end part. That's the difference between what we can see. And what it is, that a person has to be told, given directions in this world. We're given directions. We don't know what's being said. I have no idea what's being said in my name. I have no idea. We're each given that direction, 10,000 rubles. Say 10,000 rubles. We're each given that. Do we say it? If we say it, we say it. If we realize our name, we'll say our name. Right? If we say it, we can remember our name. We can remember who we are. We can remember what we are. If we don't remember it, then we forgot it. But that's the matana. The biggest matana that your parents ever gave to you. The biggest matana that your parents will ever give to you is your name. That's your name. It stays with you forever. And it stays with you if you remember it. If you know how to say, I remember 10,000 rubles. I remember that. It's more than 10,000 rubles. It's a billion rubles. You got to remember your name so that you can really use it. And this is the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. This is the idea. Vayirel Avraham el Yitzchak ve'el Yaakov bekel Shakai. Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lehem. I didn't tell them my name so I could work nisim. I didn't get up to that level. And now I'm getting to a new level. I'm giving it to Klal Yisrael. I'm giving it to the world a new level. There's a new level out there. What's the level? Nisim gluyim. Al nisecha shebechol yom imanu. And we don't realize that it's nisim gluyim. We don't realize that it's nisim gluyim, guys. It's nisim gluyim. That I can see today. That I can hear today. That I can get up. That I can eat. That I can think. That I can learn. That I can move. That I have clothes. It's all nisim gluyim. But I don't see it. I don't see it. And I don't appreciate it because of that. I can't see past. I just see. I was born. Parents born me. That's it. Forget it. Finished. It's not like that. You got to see the next thing. You got to see past. You got to break the picture and go past. When you go past, then we're really living. And this is what this is what Sefer Shmos is all about. How are we getting out of Mitzrayim? We're not stopped getting out of Mitzrayim. We're getting out of Mitzrayim because we remember our names. Shelo shinu et shmam. We didn't change our names. We didn't change our names. And we didn't change the God that we have. We still have Yudke Vavke. And we have all the names, Kel Shakai, we have everything. We have an added name, Yudke Vavke, these mamish, going Benisim Kliya. And that name is being mashpia on my name. And when I feel that hashpah to my name, all of a sudden my name lights up. And our names light up. Our names light up, and it's something else. We're in a different world. If I don't realize the godless of my name, if I don't realize where I'm holding, I can't get anywhere. Guys, you hear? If I don't realize that, I can't get anywhere. If I think that my name is Stam, you got Moshe, this one got Jack, this one got Yechezkel, this one got who knows what, right? If I just think it's Stam, it's not worth anything. But if I think that I really got something big, and I realize I got something big, Moshe didn't even realize what he had. Moshe didn't realize that he had the whole answer inside him. He thought that he had nothing. He's dead. At that point, that's the Shamot Ba'aretz. Asher Sam Shamot Ba'aretz. It's destruction. Basically, he's going to be destroyed. Al Tikre Shamot El Shemot. How do you go from destruction to build? Change it. It's a shame. It's a name. When I realize that name that's inside me, I realize what I'm being given as a gift. I realize what it's saying to me. Then it's something else. Then I'm somebody else. You know, I want to finish with a story about Rabbi Levi Yitzchak. There's a famous story of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak and Rabbi Baruch Mimezhbezh. That's the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. So you know, they were exact opposites. They were so opposite. This one was like a yekel, like a very clean man, like it's unbelievable. But Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, you know, it's known, is davening. You would start him here in this corner. You would find him in the middle, next to the menorah outside. He went crazy when he started to daven. Went crazy. He'd jump around. He just get so excited. He's finished. And Rabbi Baruch was the exact opposite. You would just find him over there. His tears were on the floor. It was a different type of person, different soul. Now Rabbi Levi Yitzchak always wanted to go to Heiliget Baal Shem Tov's grandson, right? You want to go there for Shabbos. But Rabbi Baruch never invited him. he didn't want him in the house. He said he'll come. I'll build a whole house. Who knows? I might find him on the chandelier. You never know. anyway, so he never invited him. So Rabbi Levi Yitzchak finally invited himself. He says, listen, Rabbi Baruch, I have to come to you for Shabbos. The Baruch says, I want tonight. You don't, no moving around, no games, no nothing. And Reb Lev Yitzchak says, how am I going to do that? He says, I don't know. That's the tonight. He says, okay, I know what I'll do. I won't daven. I won't daven at all. I'll just say Amen. All your brachas, I'm being Yotzei Dechova with Amen. So he just said Amen. With Amen, he didn't go that crazy. You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit. Okay. So Del Shabbos, the davening, the Chadoidi, everything's going well. Everything, Myron, Shema, everything he's saying Amen to. Everything's Amen. He's not getting into it too much. He's doing his thing, but he's controlling. All of a sudden comes the meal. Gaval, Del Shabbos meal. You know, at the meal, the tzaddikim wear talis. Tzaddikim wear talis at the middle of the Suda. So he's wearing his talis. The Baruch is wearing a talis. And the guy comes around. You know, there's an inyan to re-eat two different types of fish on Shabbos. By the tzaddikim, they eat sweet fish and a little not-so-sweet fish. Anyway, he's offering, the gabbai is going around and offering everybody fish. So he says to him, which one do you like? Do you like the sweet fish or not so sweet fish? Lev Yitzchak says, love fish? I love fish? I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He throws it up. He throws the whole plate of fish up. It's on the ceiling. Dripping down. You can just imagine it. You know, in Reb Baruch's house, it's crazy. And Reb Baruch never washed the talis. Why didn't he wash the talis? Because it was so holy. There's a person that loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Be'emes. B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol modecha. That's a person that loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He never washed it. It was passed down, till the Munkach Rebbe. And the Munkach Rebbe said, the world isn't ready for this talis anymore. And they never washed it. They never washed this talis. And he was buried in it. The Munkach Rebbe. In Europe. That was the last time it was seen. What's the story all about? The person is realizing his name is Lev Yitzchak, filled with Avas Atara, filled with Avas Hashem, Mamish from a different world. Who's Yitzchak Avinu? Yitzchak Avinu is all Bashamayim, right? He was taken upstairs and then he came back down. It's Mamish Tchias Amesim. There is nothing in this world. This world is nothing, according to you. Levui to Yitzchak Avinu. It's Mamish part of Yitzchak Avinu. There's no, he's just so chek on the whole world. He's just laughing at the whole world. The whole world is nothing to him. Only Hashem is Baruch. This is a person realizing his name. We have to look into our name. Each one of us. The Amen. I'm just asking during Shovavim. A person has to do tshuva. A person has to do cheshbon ha-nefesh. During Shvat, the Rosh Hashanah Lilano, Adam Eitzah Sadeh. We'll talk about it next week, the Siyat Dishmah. But a person has to start realizing what his name is saying to him. Your name is talking to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to you through your name. And if you realize it, you're getting far. If you don't realize it, you'll eat the fish. You'll eat the sweet fish. You'll eat the sour fish. It'll be fine. Whatever you eat, it's fine. You're living in this world. But if you really want to get past this world a little bit and live in a different world, live to the next level, what do we have to do? Think about our name. Think about the 10,000 rubles. Think about what the Reb Li Melech is really saying. Get past it. Look past. And you'll see your name. And past your name, you'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And then you really get someplace. But see how the Shema, we should be Zeich. Amen. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go.